From the Mississippi Delta to the Great White North, I'm Terry Parsons, and you're tuned to the Blind Lemon Blues for the week ending Sunday, January 28th, 2018. For the second hour of tonight's show, we're going to feature a special tribute to a great Canadian blues artist. Reno Jack was a deeply talented musician who, for the last decade, teamed up with Sunday Wild to release 8 albums. Their sound was a wonderfully retro musical experience. In February of 2017, they got together with some old musical friends in Toronto and recorded the 10 cuts that would make up their latest album, 2. Shortly after its release, Reno fell sick, and by the start of 2018, he had been admitted into hospital where he was undergoing treatments for cancer. When the interview featured in this show was conducted, Reno was weakened by chemo and very sick, and yet you could hear the emotion in his voice as he called himself lucky to be alive and to have the prayers, love, and support of his fans. Sadly, Reno Jack lost his battle with cancer last week, and tonight we pay tribute to the man by rebroadcasting the episode of The Songwriters that featured his final interview. As you listen to this show, take a moment to hold on to someone you love and reflect on this fleeting and temporary thing that we call life. A special thank you, love, and condolences to Sunday Wild, Reno's family and friends and fans, and all who love the man and his music. The Blind Lemon Blues would like to express our deepest sadness at his passing, but also to celebrate the life and the music of Reno Jack by rebroadcasting this episode of The Songwriters. Hello and welcome to The Songwriters. I'm your host, Terry Parsons. Today's show is something special, a lesson in perseverance. A few months back, Sunday Wild and Reno Jack released their latest album, 2, a collection of 11 wonderfully retro covers that showcase their traditionally quirky approach to the blues. Today, we're going to be talking with Sunday and Reno about that album. But more importantly, this show is a sobering reminder of the fragility of the life we live. You see, shortly after the release of this album, Reno Jack went into treatment for cancer. When most artists would have shut down and refused any interviews, Sunday and Reno not only agreed to it, but embraced the idea of sharing their stories with us, in spite of the fact that Reno is very ill. Weakened by the chemo and feeling very sick, Reno's courage and determination to beat cancer comes through in our chat. In the face of battling this horrible disease, his love of the music shines through. But how could it not, when he has the love and support of a wonderful lady like Sunday Wild? She's at his side, not only in the music, but at the hospital, and in our interview today. For more information or to order yourself a copy of the album, go to www.highway11records.com. My guests today are Sunday Wild and Reno Jack.
I want to do more, more for my baby. I want to do more to make her understand. Do more, more for my baby. I'll do more.
kiss and hold me tight. Give me all love with all your might. Lonely laughing, that ain't all. Take a little nip and have a ball.
More, more than the baby. I'll do more to make her understand.
To the Songwriters. I'm your host, Terry Parsons. Very pleased to say that my guests today on the phone are Sunday Wild and Reno Jack. First of all, guys, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Terry.
Hey, how you doing, Terry?
Hey, Reno. We're featuring music from the latest album, too, but before we get to that, we should point out, it's well known, of course, Reno, that you are currently in hospital and battling cancer. Can you tell us and your fans, how are you doing?
Well, I'm fighting, and I got a great team, and I'm getting stronger every day. I'm so grateful I got so many fans praying for me, and I'm emotional about it because they're all over the world, you know, and it makes one very, very, very humble and lucky to be alive.
Now, we're featuring music from the latest album, too. Can you tell us a little bit about how this project came together?
Well, Sunday and I have been working for actually 11 years now, and we put out, I think, 7 records. And I think this is our 7th or 8th. And this time, you know, I've played in Toronto for 30 years. Mm. And this time I said, well, let's go downtown and hook up with the boys and see what we can do. So we went into the studio with John Borah recording, Steve Koch on guitar, Johnny McLeod on guitar, and Cleve Anderson on guitar. And I should probably mention Cleve played with, he was the original drummer for the Blue Rodeo. Steve Koch was a vile tone and a Demic, and a Jack family member and a Handsome Ned member. And Johnny McLeod, of course, was Johnny and G-Rays. And Michael J. Moore, who won a Grammy for mixing the Basement Tapes a couple of years ago, mastered it for us. And so we've been together since, I think we all met up in about 1983, and we've been playing since 1984. Mm. And so when we went in the studio, Sunday and I do a duo, which we've been putting out solo records lately, but we thought we'd do a duo together, and, you know, the boys just stepped up, and we did what we do, and we went in the studio at, I think we got in there at 10, 11 o'clock in the morning. We were gone by 8 that evening, and we had everything we needed.
Don't, honey, don't. Time.
Sunday, this album is a wonderful and diverse collection of like old classic kind of songs. It's got a great retro sound. Was that something that you were, you know, particularly trying to do with this album?
I think it's not really we're trying to do it, but that's just what we do.
Hmm.
You know, Reno and I kind of both share the same philosophy about music in many ways, although he knows more about music than I do. So, you know, it's just what we do. And, I mean, we're excited to be able to record down in Toronto. We were down for the, we were selected as artists for the showcase for the Blues Summit this past January, and that's why we were there. And so the songs on it, you know, we got one of his songs, a couple of mine, and then also one of my dad's songs. We recorded a song called Van Horn, and my dad's a great songwriter from Northern Ontario. And so it wasn't something we were trying. That's just what we do. So it came out pretty cool, I think.
Friends, I just hopped on the train for free. Whistle Van Horn, gonna whistle Van Horn, gonna moan Van Horn, sing me a lullaby, take us all by to home. Was cold and dark like a taco's heart, still as a dead man's eye. Engine purple to the head, nothing but time goes by. Whistle Van Horn, gonna whistle Van Horn, gonna moan Van Horn, sing me a lullaby, take this old body home. Had a bite to eat at the China Cafe, the one next to the railroad station. Coffee tasted just like kerosene, and my fortune told me to have patience. Whistle Van Horn, gonna whistle Van Horn on the moon, Van Horn sing you a lullaby, take us all by the home. Van Horn, Van Horn, Van Horn, gonna whistle on the moon, Van Horn, Van Horn, gonna whistle, gonna moan, Van Horn.
That's Sunday Wild in Reno. Jack, and something called Van Horn, taken from their latest album, too. The songs on this album, can you tell us a little bit about the song selection? Why these particular songs, and was it difficult to pick the ones that you wanted to go with?
Well, Howlin' for My Darling, of course, is a Howlin' the Wolf classic. But Sunday had a different take on it. And, of course, like I say, I've been playing with you guys for 30 years. And, honestly, we don't play anything the same place. And the other thing, when we first met, our big connection was the great late Bruce Brown. And so we did three of her songs, Love Contest, written by Charlie Singleton, Rosemary McCoy, who wrote great songs all through the 40s, 50s, and 60s, maybe even into the 70s. And, of course, 5, 10, 15 Hours, written by the great Rudy Tunes, was another great Ruth Brown hit. We covered that one, and I Want to Do More by Lieber and Stoller, another Bruce Brown song. So we covered three Bruce Brown songs because the first time I met Sunday, I said, do you know Bruce Brown? And she said, oh, yeah, I know Bruce Brown. I said, can you sing Bruce Brown songs? She said, yeah. I said, well, we just have to get together and do that.
Mm-hmm.
baby, 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 I'm gonna have you for my own. Baby, 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 I'm gonna have you for my own. If you ever need me, baby, call me on the telephone. Give me 5, 10, 15 hours of your love. Just give me 5, 10, 15 hours of your love.
Jack, 5, 10, 15 hours, taken from their latest album, too. For more information or to order yourself a copy, visit her online at www.sundaywild.com. I'm Terry Parsons. The Songwriters will continue after these messages.